Hello, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I had to clean off my spot where I'm putting my computer. But, yeah. Y'all can hear me. Let me get my glasses out. Okay, thanks. Hi, Splat. Hi, Jane. Led by the Spirit. And Brooke. Is this Brooke like Jane's Brooke or what? No? Okay. Interesting. Oh, it's Brock. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, we'll open up with a word of prayer here. Lord, I thank you for everyone in the room here, that we all are enlightened by my topic, the spirit and the soul. And in Jesus' name, amen. Still not set up here. Just a second. All right. Okay, what is the difference between the soul, the spirit, and the soul? Okay. Okay, Hebrews 4:12. I think Ben is Ben in the room. He's going to be my one who's posting for me. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. Soul and the spirit is not the same. Whereas the spirit is. Okay. I have here to read to you. How could they? Paul, by the Spirit of God, said that they can be divided by the Word of God, Hebrews 4:12. If you can divide them, they cannot be the same. Only the Word of God can be divided in the Spirit and the soul. Wait a minute. Closer to my light. Only the Word of God can divide it. Divided the spirit and the soul. However, the reason we have not been able to distinguish between them, that we have not dug deeply enough into the word. You have to dig like. Okay, so the only word of God can be divided in the spirit and the soul. However, the reason we you can skim along the surface of the Bible and pan out the little gold here and there, and even find a nugget occasionally. But if you really dig, if you really want to strike it rich, you have to really dig deep into the Word of God. With my mind, I connect the physical realm that goes without argument. With my spirit, I connect the spiritual realm. And then with my soul, I connect the intelligent, the soulish realm. So, with my soul, I connect the intellectual realm. As in 1 Corinthians 14:14, for if I pray with unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. And that is the soul. The soul is what we have to train with the Word of God, by reading the Word and putting the Word in. And like when I pray in tongues for any, I think Ben prays in tongues. I don't know if Splat, you do or not. When we pray in tongues, it comes from the belly, the innermost, the soul or the spirit realm, and then our mind, will, and emotions, which is our soul, cannot understand that until we have an interpretation, and the interpretation comes by the Holy Spirit. And okay, the Amplified translation reads, "For if I pray in the unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays, but my mind is unproductive," and that is the soul, which is the mind, will, and emotions. Our understanding, our natural human, it is a part of our soul. In John 7:37-39, okay, so as the result of receiving the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, "Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water." Another translation reads, "Out of the innermost being will flow rivers of living water." When we're speaking in tongues from our belly, the spirit, the innermost being, where the tongues come from, the Holy Spirit who resides in your spirit gives your spirit an utterance, and you speak it out. Consider these scriptures together now. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. All the leadings I have ever received have come from out of my spirit, and most of them have come while I was praying in other tongues. You can understand why. Your spirit is active when you are praying in tongues. One reason the church would world as a whole has failed so miserably is that it has been done so much of just one kind of praying. Praying with the understanding, or the mental praying. Christians have tried to fight the spiritual battles with the mental abilities. I have learned that each that through these many years in every Christ every in every area of life, I have learned to look to my spirit inside of me. I have learned to pray in other tongues while I am praying in the tongue. Guidance comes from inside of me. This is because my spirit is active. My body is not active. My mind, my soul, is not active, but my spirit is active, and it is through my spirit that God is going to guide me. Sometimes I interpret what I am praying in tongues through the interpretation. I receive light and guidance in 1 Corinthians 14:4 or 14:13, but most of the time that is not so. Most of the time, I just while I am praying in tongues, from somewhere down inside, I can sense something rise up inside of me. It begins to take shape and form. I cannot tell anyone mentally how I know it, because my understanding has nothing to do with it. But I know on the inside of me what to do. I flow. I follow that. I listen to my spirit, because the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord.